The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Welcome in. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach the show today, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Email is udocs@gmail.com. Hello, Dr. Mike.
Hello, Joe.
We have a lot
here in Las Vegas at the Keep Memory Alive benefit for the Cleveland Clinic, which is all about stopping neurodegenerative disease. And Barbara Streisand and Stevie Wonder, this tribute to Quincy Jones and Sir Michael Caine on their 80th birthdays.
Well, are they doing a show?
They are.
Barbara Streisand is singing?
There are 18 star entertainers. It's going to be tough for them all to get it in 3 hours.
Well, have a good time. We need to do a show here today, and there are a lot of interesting health headlines today. Among them, there's a compound in red meat and energy drinks that could be linked to heart disease. This is some research from your Cleveland Clinic. Today you'll talk about why the age 30, is really the age 45. How about somebody's birthday? Is there a connection between somebody's birthday and immune disorders? Dr. Mike will have the secret path to better sex. I know you want to hear that. Sleep less, weigh more. And also we'll have the Real Age Tip of the Week coming up in the about by the end of the hour. Our guest at 34 past the hour will be John Wendell. John Wendell is the husband of Susan Spencer Wendell. Her book is called Until I Say Goodbye, My Year of Living with Joy. And she, a journalist for over 20 years, she left her job as a courts reporter when she was diagnosed just 2 years ago with ALS. And now she lives in Florida with her husband, John, and her three kids. So she'll join us at 34 past the hour. It's going to be a very emotional, very interesting conversation you'll have with her, Dr. Mike.
You know, she wrote this book by Susan Spencer Wendell, W-E-N-D-E-L, Until I Say Goodbye. I read it on the airplane coming out here from Cleveland to Las Vegas, and by the end of the flight, I was crying. And there's one great phrase that she has at the end of the book, which is something she saw in a waiting room. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. It's attributed to Dr. Seuss, but it is really the message of the book, and we'll get to that.
Now, she is she can't walk, she can't sit up, or she cannot speak because of ALS, so her husband, John, will do the interview with you at 34 past the hour. I think we probably all at least started to know a little bit about ALS when we saw the movie, right? The Lou Gehrig movie, Pride of the Yankees, with Gary Cooper, right, in the 1940s. That kind of introduced us initially to that disease, didn't it?
Exactly, and it is so it's appropriate that I'm out here at the Keep Memory Alive benefit because ALS is one of the neurodegenerative diseases, and we actually have a story about another one and why the birth month, that is, why is it more prominent in people who are born in May than who are born in December? And it's not just a little bit, it's almost threefold difference in the risk of your having the disease based on the month you're born in, and it may say something about what starts these diseases.
Well, talk about that then, since you brought it up. It's one of our medical stories of the week. What does your birthday have to do with immune disorders?
Well, the key correlation was two things. One is your vitamin D3 level being, if you will, the pregnancy going on during the winter months. Your mom got less vitamin D3 during that period of time. And in fact, they looked at the cord blood on the children who then subsequently developed MS, and they had a 20% lower level of vitamin D3 if they were born in in May than if they were born in December. And the second component of that is they have these things called autoimmunocytes, which are immune cells that attack yourself. And they had two times the amount of autoimmunocytes. They thought they were related. You need vitamin D3 to shut off the autoimmunocytes. And so these people had many more autoimmunocytes if they were born in May and had the pregnancy during the winter months. So the message to pregnant women and people who are about to get pregnant, get your multivitamin, that is your prenatal vitamin, started 3 months before you plan to get pregnant, since 50% of pregnancies are planned. I think every woman, and we've talked about this before, ought to get vitamin D3, that is their prenatal multivitamins, from age 12 to age 50. There's no harm that we know of, as long as it's a recognized prenatal, and you will decrease autism risk by 40%. You probably will decrease MS and maybe some other autoimmune disease risks if this data is correct. This is the first study, so we never jump at one study, but there's plenty of other data to say you should get a prenatal multivitamin. So my own feeling is go with a prenatal from age 12 to 50 if you're a woman.
What's the difference between vitamin D and vitamin D3, if any?
Vitamin D is the inactive form. That is, it's not active, and it takes the sun, or something like the sun, plus your kidneys or liver to activate it. So you need both of those. So the easy way is just get vitamin D3 in the supplement, and you bypass those activation steps. Obviously, if you get just plain old vitamin D, and you're not out in the sun, you don't activate it. So you need the active form of vitamin D3 to have the suppression of, to avoid the suppression of your immune system or to avoid the increase in autoimmunocytes.
U.S. doctors, Dr. Mike, are prescribing enough antibiotics to give them to 4 out of 5 Americans every year. 4 out of 5 Americans, and they say this could be, it's quite an alarming number that suggests that they're being overused. Oh, really? Yeah. That overuse may be one reason why some antibiotics are, losing their punch.
Right, and it's not that they're losing their punch against susceptible bacteria, but the bacteria become smart enough and modify themselves to avoid being susceptible to the antibiotic, killing them. And so we have what we call antibiotic resistance. Some part is, we've discussed a couple of times, that there are two major antibiotic resistances as well as TB resistance now that are causing us to worry. So antibiotic, and they vary by, the interesting thing is they vary by your age. So there were twice as many prescribed per population in Virginia as in Alaska. They are higher in the south and lowest in the west. They are also higher for people who are obese and smoking, and they are highest in kids under 10 and adults over 65. Those latter two may be appropriate because they get pneumonia more commonly, but in fact in the other groups, that is, no reason to give it more in Virginia than Alaska, no reason to give it more in the south than in the west. So The question is, should I really take this antibiotic? Can I avoid taking it? What is the indication for my taking it? And of course, we also use antibiotics in animal feed, and that also brings up antibiotic resistance in America.
We're going to take a break and be back and talk about some of the other top medical stories of the week. Dr. Mike will be here to tell you why 30 is really 45, and could that be that we are somewhat so unhealthy that we're actually feeling 15 years older? Sleep less, weigh more? What about that? And L-carnitine could be a benefit to L-carnitine. Dr. Mike with those coming up. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet-related. Cleansing opens a door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's D-H-E-R-B-S.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.